This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With people losing their lives from exposure to the crazy heat in the Northern Hemisphere now, a few cities and towns from Phoenix and Miami to Athens, Greece, have hired chief heat officers. Here's a story now about efforts in local resilience amid climate change from Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The thing about people dying because of the heat is that it doesn't have to happen.
All heat-related deaths or hospitalizations are entirely avoidable.
Catherine Conlin is an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of California, Davis.
We can prevent them with very focused interventions and plans with the given time and foresight.
Enter the chief heat officer, because Chris Ebi at the University of Washington says, up until recently, heat events weren't really the responsibility of any one person in local government. And many cities where extreme heat hasn't really been an issue in the past don't have the infrastructure to deal with those events.
It is a scramble for city governments if they're not prepared. And it is challenging to try and stand a heat wave early warning system up in short order.
She says really the role of the chief heat officer is to coordinate all the city departments to make sure those most at risk get what they need. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.